with the third pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
Wide stretch run to Mostert, gets the edge left, cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has four rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game in 49er history. Oh, by the way, touchdown San Francisco!
Feels great, baby!
You're now listening to the Fourth and Gold Podcast with Javi and Fern.
Try to do what's right and not be affected by any of that. And it's just been interesting to watch, and sure glad that it's over. I'm glad that we got our guy. I'm glad we feel
welcome
so
to the Fourth and Gold Podcast. We are back. Well, I am back. Fernando's in Florida with his daughter, but I am here with Boomer Mays, formerly of NIU. Everyone knows that University of Northern Illinois, that would be the school of Jimmy Ward, your favorite 49ers safety. Boomer, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Not much. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to speak to you about your process, speak to you about your journey, speak to you about your continued desire to play in the NFL. How did you get your name Boomer? Let's start there.
All right. Boomer came after Boomer Esiason, if you can believe that. So I was named.
Okay. Was your dad a Cincinnati Bengal fan?
And he's seen him on TV and then thought that was a good name. So.
Okay. All right. Boomer Esiason, your dad was a Cincinnati fan. Did you grow up in Cincinnati? Where did you grow up? How did that?
No, I grew up in Lawrence, Kansas, actually. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Tornado Alley.
Yeah, Tornado Alley. Only ever seen one tornado though.
I lived in Oklahoma for a little while. I saw plenty of tornadoes, so I'm good. I don't live there anymore. Texas is not as tornadic, I guess is the word. But let's talk about it. So you played at Northern Illinois. What was that like? How did that prepare you for the NFL? How did that prepare you for life? What was it like playing Northern Illinois?
Well, NIU, when we first showed up, we had a good senior class that was pretty good leaders. So they pretty much showed us the ropes, like you're supposed to with all the incoming freshmen. And that's when I really realized how much of a system it is and how much of a team, brotherhood the team was. Our team was like pretty close together, which is why we were so good. And it was, senior led, the coaches and all that. You just fall in line every year, you progress and contribute to the team. And sure enough, it showed on the field because we were bowl game every year, conference champs. We had like the longest home winning streak in the country. So all that carried over.
I hear that. So at Northern Illinois, you play with Jimmy Ward, 49ers know him well. What was it like playing with Jimmy Ward? Was he a leader on the team? How was that?
Jimmy was everything you think he is. He was making plays that you've never seen a safety make. Like, he led the team in tackles. He was, interceptions. And he played like his personality, but he had his really high football IQ. But, the dude, he never ran energy in college. He was right all over the field. He was definitely a leader.
Yeah, and it shows in San Francisco, with that, like you said, that team was pretty stacked. And in 2015, you were named the first team All-MAC selection. You started every game in NIU. What was the highlight of playing in Northern Illinois for you? What was the highest point for you in college?
Honestly, the last game, because every game is like the biggest game, and then the next week is the biggest game, so it'd be the last game. But we had so many good seasons and I had, a lot of good games. There's too many, but when you go back and look at it, not every, Division I program can say they went to a bowl game every season. I was able to go to a bowl game every season, able to go to the conference championship every season. So, that alone is like the highlights I can think of.
Yeah. You played all 13 games in 2012. You started 14 in 2013. You played in all 14 in 2014. And then 2015, you had that first team All-MAC selection. You had 16 tackles in the bolt in the MAC championship game versus Bowling Green. You know, there's a long list of accomplishments here. You know, let's what is it like? You know, you played all that time at Northern Illinois, and I did some reading on you. There were some scouting reports that said you could go in the draft as early as, you know, round three, or I'm sorry, late as round three, or early, however you want to look at it, early as round three. And how does that work? You know, I sell cars for a living, right? And I recently sold a car to a running back from Iowa, Martavion Hall. I don't know if anyone knows who that is, but he, while we're waiting for him to go through finance and everything else, we're talking about his process. You know, he did his pro day, he did all his other stuff, and he never got the call, and it affected him to the point where he's just like, what's next? How did that affect you when you didn't get that call? Where were you when that happened?
Yeah, so I was at my house watching the draft, and, you know, it was actually Miami, I believe, that kept actually calling me and saying, hey, we're going to call you in a picky, and they never did. But really, I mean, you get discouraged a little bit, but not too much because, you know, you're kind of used to it. So if something happens, you got to bounce back. I'm used to that kind of mentality. So you don't harp on it for too long because then it beats you twice. So, all right, doesn't happen, doesn't get drafted. All right, what's the next step? And it'll be that much better.
I got you. Yeah, you know, from just watching the NFL as long as I have, you know, the undrafted guy seems to be the guys who are a little more hungry, right? Like, you know, I know this is a 49er podcast, so most recently guys like Kendrick Bourne, Emmanuel Mosley, Matt Breida, a couple guys like that, they create impacts on the field and off the field. As an undrafted guy yourself, what, you know, what's next for you? What is it you're trying to do? You know, I know you want an opportunity, but has any where are you at with everything? As far as the process of getting into the NFL?
Right now, honestly, it's just one phone call away. So whenever I get the phone call from a team, coach, whatever, player personnel that says, hey, I want to bring you in head of the airport, that's literally all it is. But it's just staying ready for it. So you got to constantly keep your body in shape, got to constantly work out. And that way when you show up, you can produce and perform. So, but, you know, about the draft, I mean, there was a lot of guys that got drafted that people never heard of. And there's a lot of guys that are starters and pro bowlers that never get drafted. So, I mean, it's cool to get drafted, but at the same time, I mean, everybody can't get drafted. You're going to have, you know, super pro bowlers. You're going to have starters. You're going to have Super Bowl caliber players that don't get drafted. So, I mean, yeah, it hurts, but it's not that big a deal, really.
Yeah. And you talked about it, staying in shape. I was reading you've got a pretty insane workout regimen, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., I know yesterday we were supposed to do this, but I got stuck at work and you had to, you know, our plan was to make sure you're done to get together after your workout. What does that workout consist of? Why so long? What is it that you're trying to work on physically to get yourself ready for the NFL?
Well, honestly, all it is just staying ready. I feel like I've already, you know, achieved, you know, the strength and speed, and you can see that in my film playing, but it's just maintaining that. So I start at 10 and I do all my, you know, stretching, my warm up, my drills and condition out on the field, and then I go into the weight room and do my lifting, and then after my lift I usually go back and do a cardio session. So that goes from about 10 to about 4:30, somewhere in there. And I mean, honestly, I'm not on a team right now, so if that's what it takes to do it, then I'll do it every day of the week.
I hear that. I mean, I wish I can go from 10 a.m. to 4. I get my 2 to 4 to the gym is literally 30 minutes there, get my hour and a half in there, and then an hour and a half hour back home to the house because my wife would not tolerate me being at the gym that long. Yeah, do you have any kids, married? What's Boomer Mace do outside of working out and football? What do you do other than that?
Oh, yeah, I don't have any kids. I'm not married. But, you know, outside of that, usually if I'm not working out, getting off my feet, I'm relaxing, you know, talking to coaches, trying to find my way, you know, foot back in the door to play again. So, I mean, normal stuff mostly, but I mean, it's been kind of hard the past year with, you know, COVID shutting everything down. Mm-hmm. So everybody limited probably around the house mostly. But, and then, you know, obviously everything's been online from your business stuff. So, I mean, it's limited, but everything's opening back up. So it's creating more options. So that's good.
So since you're not playing, what do you do outside of working out? Are you back in school? Or are you trying to finish? What do you do other than that?
No, I was able actually to get my degree. I actually graduated a semester early. I was able to get my degree, so I don't have to really go back to school.
Okay.
But that, you know, I got friends that do different stuff, and they, a couple of them own businesses. So I always talk to them about that because I did business. So constantly talk to them about that, and always, you know, if they're working on something, I try to be a part of as best as I can. And you know, keep my options open. If I'm open to anything, somebody asks me, hey, you want to learn about this, want to learn about that. Usually I'm pretty good with being open about it. But other than that, I mean, just standard stuff.
I gotcha. And, you know, if you weren't playing football, or if, you know, the dream wasn't to get into the NFL, what would be the backup plan? What is the backup plan? What are your other goals? Like, where else do you want to be, Boomer? What else would interest you? Would you want to get into coaching? Would you want to get into, you know, business? What, you know, like I sell cars. It's definitely not my dream job. However, I got kids and a wife, and I got to do what I got to do to make a living. You know, I was in the military. I wanted to be a pilot. My vision is not 2020, so I couldn't be a pilot. So I built bombs on the, you know, I mean, you kind of just adjust. What are you, you know, if you, obviously you're not playing football, but if for some reason it never happens, where do you want to be after that?
Yeah. You know, everybody keeps asking about coaching, but honestly, I don't know if I could be a full out coach just because of how much time it goes into. If I put that amount of time in, I want to be the one playing it. But yeah, in saying that, somebody asked me to help them out. I mean, I've helped people out all the time, you know, kids or guys are in high school, going to college, guys are in college. I mean, I help them out all the time, you know, giving them advice, workouts, you know, sometimes they have questions about their film and I'll tell them, you know, what I did or what I did wrong so they can learn from it. But outside of that, I mean, it definitely be something my degree business, honestly, because I don't want to feel like I've wasted that and that's what my interest is. So,
yeah. No, I hear that. Yeah, that, I mean, that makes sense. I have my degree in communications. I guess this is kind of working out, you know, with the podcast and things like that and the live streams. Oh, yeah. You know, with, you know, where do you think, you know, you had, I read the draft reports and I read all that stuff. What do you think kept teams from taking you in that draft? Where do you think the disconnect was, or what do you think they saw in film that teams may have not wanted, you know, where, what do you think's the holdup when you get an opportunity in the NFL?
Honestly, you know, they've seen all my film. I mean, they came to practices, they break down a film. I went PA ball. I mean, they were able to evaluate me and see me. And I haven't heard nothing but positive stuff back. But honestly, it's just one of those situations where, you know, they say by NFL draft, anything can happen. So trades, you know, they think one guy, they, you know, they want to try out, give an opportunity more than another. And then, you know, a lot of that, and on the other hand is, you know, your agent has to be constantly talking to these guys and telling them about you. If they're not doing that, you know, that kind of puts you in limbo. But the good part about me is I play two positions, so my value goes up more than anybody else.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. That was the next question. Inside linebacker and long snapper, that is quite the combination of skill sets. You know, you know, being undrafted, most guys who are coming into the league as linebackers will probably be playing special teams. So you've kind of ingratiated yourself into the long snapper position as well, which is special teams. You know, you got to be a starter on special teams too, right? So you might as well figure that out. What made you decide on long snapper, you know, considering you're a linebacker as well?
Yeah, you know what? I actually long snap. That was one of the first things I did when I first learned how to throw a football. My dad actually taught me. And I was like 3 or 4 years old, and I just always did it. But, you know, where I come from, being an athlete means being able to do more than just one thing. So you can kick, you can snap, you can catch, you can tackle. I mean, that's, you know, the guideline for being an athlete.
Yeah.
Then, you know, like they say, when you show up on any team, whether it's college, high school, pro, they're going to want you to play special teams. They want to see you on the field as much as possible. So the more value you can add to a team, I mean, the better off you're going
to
be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that long snapping adds value.
So it's the same thing with defensive players. They want to see them on kickoff or kick unit or something like that. So long snapping.
Hey, whatever gets you in the door, right? You know, that's kind of what you need to do. Whatever you got to do, you got to do. And I've heard other players say that, like, you know, if I had to be, you know, a gunner, just to make the team, I'll do that, you know, and you've ingratiated yourself into the long snapper position. That's pretty solid. You know, we got, this is part of why I wanted to do this live stream. I wanted to get your name out there and get people to know who you were. Question was, who does Boomer model his game after? Linebackers, what linebackers do you study?
You know what? I can't specifically say one because there are so many good ones. So I don't, honestly, you got to take bits and pieces from each one if you were to model yourself after a linebacker. But it's more of, all right, who has the best, you know, run defense as a linebacker? Look at these guys, pick two or three. Who has the best, you know, pass coverage, blitzes, who's able to, you know, read and get off blocks, shed gaps, all that. You got to take different pieces from different guys rather than just one player that you take everything from. That's my opinion.
That's fair. You know, and I think a lot of players are like that. They take bits and pieces from certain players and try to mold themselves into the player they want to be, obviously. You know, you got, like, you know, the Niners have Fred Warner. You know, I'm sure he watched Bobby Wagner and Patrick Willis, you know, and Navarro Bowman and, you know, some other guys before him, Urlacher and things like that, and see how to mold his game into a game he wants to play. And that, and that's smart. You don't want to, I guess, pigeonhole yourself into one type of player, right? Like, cool, I'm, you know, this, you know how the scouting reports are. Well, this player reminds me of such and such, so let's all pigeonhole that guy that way. When in all actuality, if you really start to break it down, guys like yourself, like you just said, you look at bits and pieces from everywhere to try to mold your game. It makes a ton of sense, and I think it's really smart to do that. You know, getting away from the football stuff, let's talk about Boomer the person. You know, if you're, you know, before a game, what are you listening to? What is in the headphones during a pregame session? You know, are you a J. Cole guy? Or are you a Kendrick Lamar guy? Please say J. Cole. Please say J. Cole.
Like that. Are we talking in the locker room before kickoff, or are we talking on the way to the stadium? Because that's two different genres,
well,
right there.
You can do both. You can do both.
Oh, yeah, if I'm on the bus on the way to the stadium, it's something more laid back. It isn't that, you know, get up, get you pumping music. But mm-hmm. in the locker room, come back off the field after pregame, before kickoff, that's the music you listen to, which I do, that gets you up. I mean, that could be anything. It depends on, honestly, what song, what you know, singer or rapper, whatever I've heard in the past week that catches my ear. I'm like, all right, this song makes me, you know, get going, so I'll put this on, and the next week could be something different. I've got to change it up because that's how it keeps, you know, keeps you up, really.
Yeah. DC or Marvel?
DC or Marvel? I got to go Marvel.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, I think everyone kind of goes... No, I'm actually a Marvel guy. I prefer Iron Man, and I mean, I love Batman. I just can't stand Superman. So it's like, whatever. Batman, but
I don't know all the DC guys. I just know Batman and a few others. But Marvel seems like they have more variety, maybe.
The movies are better. I just think the Marvel movies are just better. You get a little more, you know, you get a little bit more character development. You get a lot more substance from them, whereas DC is kind of like everything felt rushed except for like the most recent Batman series. Those are actually pretty good. So, you know, I it's just those type of questions people like to hear and hear from players and what, you know, what they like. They're like the rest of us. So you work out a lot. I work out like I used to, just trying to get back to it. What is a cheat meal for you? What is it that you, that's your go-to? You've worked your butt off. What is the next cheat meal on the schedule?
I wouldn't call it a cheat meal, but Chipotle, man. I mean, you can't go wrong.
That's not a cheat meal, bro.
I know. That's why I said I can't really call it a cheat meal. But Chipotle is always my go-to.
So my cheat meal, this is because I have an obsession with cheesecake. Like, my birthday was on the 15th of June, and then Father's Day was there. So I was like, well, let me get myself a cheat. 2 days. So I got Tuesday for my birthday and then Father's Day. I only had one piece of cheesecake, but I went to Cheesecake Factory, got myself the Reese's peanut butter cheesecake. That's just the greatest thing of all time, by the way. So get yourself a cheat meal, Boomer. Like, Chipotle's not a cheat meal unless you're adding all the other stuff like queso and I don't even know what else is on the menu that's unhealthy. That's a pretty healthy cheat meal.
Yeah, but it tastes good. It's good for the soul.
Okay. That's fair. you know, so where are you now, actually, Boomer?
I'm back at Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas.
Okay, so you're with family?
Yeah, I'm back here in town.
Okay. Okay. Not too and, far you know, from- I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I'm not far away from, you know, my workplace of workout and my gym and everything. So it's all kind of works out for me, so I can get to anywhere within 10, 15 minutes.
Gotcha.
That was ideal.
That makes sense. Yeah. So reason I brought that up is because I had read, you know, family's pretty important to you. So your family's all in Kansas and, you know, how have they been throughout this process? You know, they've obviously from peewee to high school to college, and now your desire to get back into the NFL. How do they handle it? They've been rather supportive, I would imagine.
Oh yeah. And then, you know, they're always constantly asking, hey, you heard anything? This team call you back, that team call you back. So, I mean, they're always, you know, they've always been there, show up at games and stuff like that. Sometimes, you know, practices, spring games, you know, scrimmages. So, I mean, they've always been there. But, I mean, yeah, they're pretty supportive.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's ideal to have a family support system. You know, since you're not playing, is there a team you like to watch specifically? You know, this is a Niner podcast, so be nice to my Niners if you're not a Niner fan.
You know what? I don't actually watch it all that much because, you know, I mean, if I watch it, it's only to break down film, even though I'm a fan of football, but I don't sit around and watch a game kind of deal.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same thing when I wasn't breaking down film. I mean, I wasn't just watching every game that came on TV. I was getting my mind off of it, getting away from it kind of deal.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've heard that. A lot of players just kind of just don't watch it. If they're not playing, they're not watching. Right? That's kind of the idea.
Yeah, you know, I mean, now if there's somebody like an old teammate of mine or a friend that's playing, I'll watch maybe a series or two when they're in. But other than like sitting and watching a whole full course game, I don't do it. I may catch the last 2 minutes if it's a close game or something like that, just to, you know, for the excitement. But yeah, I don't sit around just watching it.
I got you. So I was reading this article on you. It says you've been working with Mark Simonow of the Eagles. I grew up in Philadelphia, so that's why I knew the name. I was like, wait a second, I know that guy. How's that been? And is Philadelphia showing some interest? How is that working?
I talked to them about a year ago, but Mark, I came back from when I was in Illinois. I came back to Kansas City to train with him because he was back here and had his training facility. So that's, of course, I already had knew him before I went up there, but that's the reason me coming back here is to train with Mark. And then I haven't seen him in a while, but I mean, he was a linebacker. I mean, he played for like, 12 years, something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, perfect for me to train with and get some knowledge under was him. So
yeah, I remember him when I grew up in Philadelphia. You know, I used to watch the Eagles all the time. Not by choice. It's just that's all they had. And we weren't like rich for DirecTV. So we had like Fox and NBC and CBS. That was it. So I would catch all the Eagles games every Sunday. My brother would be super annoying. So I recognized the name. I was like, wait a second, I know that guy. So that's cool. So you know, you're back training. You know, you said you spent some time in the AAF and then also the XFL. How were those two experiences? What were those two experiences like? I know AAF shut down early. I think it was because of funding or something like that. And then the XFL, COVID stopped it, right? Did I remember that right? COVID kind of stopped it.
Yeah. I want to say it was the last week of February, somewhere around there, or first week of March. Mm-hmm. It wasn't long. It was after the training camp, but I was excited for that because, I mean, they announced that league before the XFL because the XFL was supposed to be the following year. But the AAF, I liked it because I liked, you know, the coaches and the places we were playing at, and I liked how 8 teams, the schedule and all that. So, I mean, it's as close to back in the NFL as you could possibly get at that time. And then when that went under, I went to the football league first and then went back to that. And then after that, we had the XFL, and I got the invite to the XFL combine. So I did that, and then I was like a week before I showed up because that team kept calling me, and they folded. So I went under, however that worked. So it's just these leagues, I mean, they're good. I just wish they, you know, get through a full season. That way, you know, teams can see you, and then you can have that full experience. But it just seems like every time the league comes up, there's always my experience the past 2 years, there's always something that catches it. So,
but, yeah,
they're definitely fun. I mean, everybody was there.
Yeah, and you know, with the AAF, the Niners, as you know, like I said, this is a 49ers podcast, but the Niners got a guy, Daniel Brunskill, out of the AAF, and he's been in the league now with the Niners for two seasons. So there is talent in the AAF, and I've seen here you did have a 4.6 40 and then a 10.3 broad jump at the XFL Combine. So it's not like for lack of skills, you know, you can play. It's just a matter of the opportunity, right?
Yeah, what I tell people is like when you get a degree or you apply for a job, you're qualified for that job. Just because you don't get it at this place doesn't mean you give up. You just you keep going around applying for that job in your position. It's the same thing. You just got to keep knocking on doors until someone opens. Because, I mean, not everything's going to happen right away or everything's going to be easy. It's just staying consistent and persistent with it, and you'll get what you want.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a rule for life, too. You know, you got to stick at it, stay persistent, do what you want. You know, for me personally, you know, this is not about me, but, you know, I completely agree. You know, I'm very persistent. When it comes to this podcasting thing, I want to get into scouting. You know, I don't know if I want to get into this media thing, but I'm constantly emailing people, reaching out. You got to, you know, you kind of got to push doors open on your own if you don't have someone else to help you out. So I 100% agree. What is keeping you motivated? You know, what is keeping that door open for you to get into the NFL or just to keep continuing playing football? What motivates you at this point now? You know, you've been out of college since 2015. You know, what's keeping you going?
Yeah, for one, I've wanted to do it for so long. So now that I'm here, it's time for me to do it. I don't just give up. That's the first thing. Second, I know for a fact I can do it because everybody else that's playing, that everybody sees on Sundays, that are on teams, I'll ask any of them. I played with them or played against them. And I mean, my film speaks for itself. They ask them, they'll tell you I can play. So, and it's just the fact that you just know that you can do it. I mean, that should be enough right there.
Yeah. Hey, you got to believe in yourself. You know, your number one fan is always yourself. And that's just kind of, it's how you have to do it. You know, that's something I was taught as a kid. You know, you got to bet on yourself and no one else is going to help you out. You got to do things on your own a lot of times. So I 100% agree. There is a couple questions coming in here. Question from my guy, Brett Lackey. He's asking, what areas are you trying to improve the most? Whether that be long snapping or being a linebacker.
Honestly, everything. So I improve on everything. I mean, you can always get better. You never, whenever you get, you know, satisfied, it's when you don't progress. So honestly, anything and everything I can possibly do.
I gotcha. So, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but you know, real, what do you want to tell a team that's potentially looking at you? You know, what is it? What are they getting from Boomer Mays? And what is it that, you know, to give you the call and say, hey, listen, you're not going to regret it. What is it that's going to differentiate you from the other inside linebackers or long snappers that are available in free agency right now? What do you tell a Kyle Shanahan or a Sean McVay or one of these coaches that reaches out to you like, hey, I'm coming into work. What's going to make you separate? What's going to separate yourself from them, the rest of the guys?
Well, one, just going to play two positions. Two, if you look at my resume, I've never been hurt. I never missed a practice, never been late, never missed a meeting, never failed a drug test, never got in trouble off the field. So that means my availability is there every day, 7 days a week. Other players, I mean, you'll get them in there, but you won't get them like that. And then you don't have guys willing to work and wanting to win like that. I came from a program that did, so I'm built for this. Simple as that.
I love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. And that's, you know, it's true. Your best ability is availability. You haven't missed a game. You don't have any off-field issues. So it's just a matter of that phone call coming, and hopefully that phone call does happen. But before we get you out of here, do you want to have anything else you want to put out there in the world? Where can they find you? You offer, you know, where your social media is, anything else? What's going on with you outside of this?
Boomer Mays on Instagram, Twitter. You know, I have my workouts up there, my highlights. You know, if I get a call or if I go to a place to, you know, get a workout in, I'll put that up on there. But, I mean, everything you find on me is Boomer Mays. Simple, easy to find.
Okay. That is you know, that's easy enough. At Boomer Mays on Twitter, follow him, check out all his stuff. You know, he's got some pretty good highlight videos. There's some workout videos, the pro day videos. And then also, so for those who didn't tune in for the live, this will also be put out on the podcast as an audio version. So be on the lookout for that. Let me put this up here so people can know where to find it. You know, I did the graphic for you, got you that Fourth and Goal podcast graphic for that. So that it'll pop up whenever anyone is out there to look it up. But Boomer, I thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming in and talking with me and getting your name out there. Everyone else in the comments here, wishing you best of luck as well on your journey. Everyone out there, this is the Fourth and Goal podcast. Subscribe, rate, review on YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, Apple, iTunes, wherever podcasts are found.